For the Lord, himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now let me ask you a question tonight. Do you think a man ought to talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ? Do you think a man ought to preach about the rapture of the church? Do you think a man ought to do that? Well, this place is, they don't believe in it. That's right. There's people in my preachers do not believe in the literal physical return of Jesus Christ to this earth. There's some that's called post-millennist and amillennist. One fellow said, what is an amillennist? I said, that's one of them dudes will be standing here when Jesus comes and he'll say, ah, oh, amen. Listen, honey, I'm such a premillennist. I'm not quit taking the post magazine, eating post toasties, and going to the post office. Amen. I believe in the literal physical return of God's Son to this earth, again. Yes, sir. Now, should we talk about it? In Knoxville, Tennessee, a woman came up to me and she said, listen, you tell all those old hair-raising stories about Jesus Christ coming back. She said, my kids can't sleep good at night. And they wake up in the night screaming and all such as that. But wait a minute, friend. It didn't disturb them when they watched television and they saw hobgoblins and boogers and spooks and baboons and everything else. Invading this earth, fictitious characters invading this earth from outer space. That didn't get them upset. But when the old-fashioned preacher come through, preached it gun barrel straight, telling about Jesus coming back, it tore their nerves up. In that same city, this woman's pastor made the statement. He said, when these hellfire and damnation preachers come through, he said, it takes me 6 months to get my congregation settled down. Listen, it used to scare the devil out of me too, buddy. When somebody came through talking about Jesus coming back, it tore my nerves up. I want to tell you, my friends, you think a man ought to talk about it? Wait a minute, I'm not through reading yet. Did you read that last verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 18? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You want to stir up the gift in the believer? Talk about Jesus coming back again. You want to thrill the believer? Talk about Jesus coming back. Brother, that'll put you on shouting grounds. What did he say? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What words? Well, the words that just read to you. Sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I have experienced death in my home. Brother Blackman here, many of you in this building, has experienced death in your home. Now, I'll tell you, friends, if you're born again, we sorrow not as others which have no hope. Now, I'll tell you, according to the flesh, sure, you're broken. How can you grieve in the flesh? I'm going to tell you down deep inside, there's the blessed hope that one glorious may break. Yonder in a land that's fair today, on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. Ah, we're born again! Child of God, hallelujah! It's going to walk out, my friends, and I'll tell you, thank God, we'll be like an impassioned under the Son of God. What did he say? He said, comfort one another with these words. I got a call one day when I was passing over East Tennessee. They said, Grandma Bear is dying. I reached to the hospital. I went up on the third floor. I got there, and all around the room, out in the hall, was their children. They, some of them up in their late 50s, 60 years old. Grandma's up in her 90s, and she's in there dying. They said, Mama's in a coma. We don't expect her to live. I tell you what the truth, I got inside the room. There's that old woman. They took her teeth out. Her jaws were sunk in. Her eyes was just in a glare and a stare. In her hand was an old nasty handkerchief. It's dirty looking. The kids began to apologize. They said, we can't get that handkerchief out of Mama's hand. Since she's got such a grip on it, she won't turn loose of it. And I said, we don't care about having a handkerchief. I said, it's dirty, and she borrowed it from somebody, and we can't get out of Mama's hand. And they're apologizing. And they said, Mama is in a coma. Well, now listen, when you go and look in the face of somebody like that, you want to speak to them. I mean, even though you know they're in the coma, he just feels back to the straight. And I said, Grandma, how do you feel without stopping the movement of that hand every now and then going across like that, falling on her breast, and then back this way without change in her expression. And a woman said, "Preacher, is that you?" I said, "Yes, it is, Grandma." Oh, the kids heard her. They were speaking out in the hall. Mama's rational. She's rational. They've got to get in the room. I could see them stand at the foot of the bed and all around, wiping tears. And Mama has got her good senses again. And she said, "Son, you hear me singing?" "Well, I didn't hear anybody singing." I said, "No, Grandma, I don't hear anybody singing." "Oh," she said, "son, it's the most beautiful music you ever heard." And what a life! Well, I've had old preachers tell things like that, and I'm going to confess. I thought they'd just get something to preach about. Amen. And now here it is happening to me. Do you hear the music? No, Grandma, I don't hear it. And why did I hear it? I went on the same channel she is on. That's the reason why. That she done got plugged in to that lamb that's high today. That Grandma was listening, my friends, to that wonderful heavenly music. Oh, she said, "Son, it's the most beautiful music you ever heard in all your life." About that time, it seemed like that God spoke to my heart and said, "Son, she's waving so long to you and a waving hello to me." Ma'am, that's more than I could take. I took off out of that hospital room. I turned my head around like that. I got down one flight of steps. I got down two. I don't know whether I'm going to make it or not. I remember passing that receptionist. I ran through the glass doors. I jerked the stopper out. And I shined. I'm not the street, thank God. I want to tell you my friends, he's kind of not, thank God. Yes, he is.